Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Jarwin Triot, human flame dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Vendigar.
Slam dancer?
Flame.
Try again, Will.
Will playing Nath Vendigar, the human monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Ronan, the little green man. I'm Curtis.
And your neighborhood-friendly meta, healing everyone she encounters. Or at least, you know, stabilizing them.
You're not Mercy.
Until someone Coup de Grâce them. But, you know.
There are pointed looks that you cannot see. I refuse to admit who is giving them and who they're directed at.
Now, where were we?
We had just dropped and stabilized a group of pygmy marmoset leshy mold things.
Marmoset?
Veggie pygmies.
Marmoset?
That too.
Vegemites.
What is going on here?
All right, hold it. Does anybody else smell piss?
No.
No.
I smell incense.
Yeah, it smells like incense. Hey, it looks like somebody lit some incense over there.
That would be Curtis.
All right, I'm sorry. I swear it smells like cat piss, and if it's just me, I'll leave it alone. Okay.
It's just you, dude. Here, you want a clothespin?
No.
What is going on here? What do you guys think? These guys are unorthodox, apparently.
I've got a tied-up veggie pygmy.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to think about it too much. I'm going to, you know, try to figure more out from him.
Okay.
So, would we know if this is standard actions for pygmies? I mean, they're doing trying to do non-lethal damage and stuff.
Can I go back to what we just agreed to, like, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Go ahead.
Well, but we're not. These guys want to do it in character.
No. Yeah, you guys as players. Discuss them on Shook's shelf.
Yeah, that's what we agreed to do outside, was to discuss our player theories.
Actually, my question was, as a player, I've not encountered a lot of pygmies in my playing time.
Well,
what do you think as players is going on here? You had a couple theories, if I recall correctly.
Neil had one.
I was wondering if their abnormal activities was due to maybe a parasite or possession from these strange mushroom things that we seem to know nothing about.
Or the like the mold that seems to
crust
everything on this portion of the island. I mean, look at the figs. The gorgeously painted figs. They even have gray on them.
They sure do. They look great.
Thanks.
That was going to be my next question.
Uh-huh.
Are they covered in it?
Yep. Everything here. You know the what it smells like here? Just I think I forgot to throw this in.
Check
you know how
this.
You do like laundry and forget about it and leave it in the washer for like 3 days? You know what that smells like, right?
Mildew.
Yeah.
Like that times 10. So anyway, back to the theories.
I think that this is some sort of hunting expedition for young warriors or braves that are trying to prove their mettle, but they're not actually out to kill things. They're just out to hunt something and bring it back to the tribe.
Interesting. Yeah. So prove their worth. That's possible. What else you got?
As a, like, attachment to the possessed by the gray mold thing, they may be trying to take us back somewhere and then turn us into mold creatures.
Ooh.
Or possess us as they are.
Or perhaps they prefer to eat their food alive.
Maybe. I think you guys realize these are not the cannibals that you've been told about. But that's an interesting theory. So those are supposed to be human size. These guys are not. Jason, didn't you have a theory too?
Yeah, I just said mine about the...
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
I do have a secondary theory. And a tertiary theory.
I knew you would. Okay.
Secondary theory is that they want to take us back and basically keep us around like herd cattle and kill us off when they are ready to eat us, which is kind of a piggyback to the others.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tertiary theory is that they don't want us on their island, but they're also not actually out to kill us. They were just going to knock us out and then take us back to the mainland.
Mm.
And then, you know, they didn't realize that they were going to fail so mightily.
Fail they did. It was bad. Very, very bad. Any other theories?
Can I take a look at the mold and maybe do some type of a knowledge check, like knowledge nature or...
You would think knowledge nature, wouldn't you?
Something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe planes?
Sure, planes works.
So you're saying this is an extra planar STD?
Did I say that?
It's a 16.
16. Interesting.
24.
24. Anyone else?
Jarwin Triot has a 24.
Tam has a 5.
Tam knows nothing.
Meta has an untrained 4.
No. That 24, Jarwin, seems like you remember reading something about, hearing something about this before. Seems to be associated with a demon lord, Sith Vasug.
I will share any information that I can recollect with the party openly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Good roll.
Is it contagious?
This is just really out of the ordinary. Well, the whole island, this whole portion of the island's covered with the stuff, so I'll let you draw your own conclusion on contagion or not.
I will hearken back a memory that when we first came to the island, Tam did touch it and like got it on her hand and nothing seemed to happen. And it washed off fairly easily.
Yet.
Correct. So now, that brings us back to when we are... when we are? Where we are. We've got 3 unconscious veggie pygmies. What will you do with them?
Well, we should start by getting them all in the same general spot. And then if we want to tie them up together so we can save on rope.
Well, do we have a way to communicate with them? Magically or anything?
We haven't really determined what language they speak, have we?
No, but, I mean, there's the possibility somebody's got some sort of magic spell that lets them understand, that somehow comprehend multiple languages at a time. I'm just wondering if anybody here has the ability to use such useful magics.
Ronan, give me a perception.
Meta does not currently.
Jarwin?
26 on my perception.
Yes, Jarwin is able to do that. However, they're not talking right now, so what is our plan here?
Well, Meta plans to do some channeling to take care of her own wounds and would welcome the ability to wake them up after they're bound so we can try to communicate.
Ronan, you realize this one is no longer unconscious.
So he's recovered?
He is awake and has already started to try and wriggle free. He failed.
Can I make another effort to secure his bonds better?
Well, he didn't succeed, so you can try.
While he's doing that, the main reason I ask is if we do have the ability to communicate with them, we can try to wake one up. If we didn't, I would say we just leave them here. But if we can communicate with one, let's give it a shot.
All right.
So.
Okay, so does that reset your DC then?
I'm hoping. I got a 23 on that. And I also let the rest of the group know that this one's awake by himself now.
Good call.
I will, Jarwin will cast Comprehend Languages and go over and try to speak with the one that is revived.
Nath will tie up one of the others.
You got that spell pulled up?
Yes.
Okay.
Tam will prepare to knock out the unattended third one if it starts to stir.
Okay. So you're going to, the plan is to huddle them all together, conscious or not, and try and communicate with them using the spell. Comprehend language.
Communicate with one, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to recreate that on our board? And is the mist still going or is it gone? Did you dismiss it?
It would be gone shortly.
I don't have the ability to dismiss it, but if that one's awake at this point, then several minutes have passed and it would be gone.
Okay.
The two languages that Jarwin speaks are Aklo and Common. I will try to address it in both.
Aklo and Common. No.
Does it actually say anything as it's trying to struggle against its binding, sees the aftermath of the fight, sees us dragging them around? At which point, with his comprehend languages, he would actually understand what it says.
Yes, I would understand what it says.
Tell me what that, how that works exactly. It's been a long time. Sorry.
You understand the spoken words of creatures or read otherwise incomprehensible written messages.
Okay, so you can comprehend what they're saying, but correct. May not be able to tell them what you want to say.
Correct.
Okay, and you already tried talking to him in two different languages, and he does not respond.
Right, you said he was making sounds of some kind.
Right. That doesn't mean that he was trying to communicate with you necessarily, right?
Responding
to what you're saying is what I'm saying.
Was he speaking?
He was. He was.
Then I would understand what he's saying.
He's saying, got to get out of here.
Okay. I will tell the party he's trying to escape. He wants to get out of here for some reason. He seems fervent about it.
Also, out of character, as a reminder, we did try polyglot last time, too. And that did not work.
I knew there was another one. Yeah, it's poly? No.
Does anybody else have any other languages?
I doubt that it speaks Elven, Giant, or Draconic, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah, it doesn't speak Elven or Vudrani, so.
I tried Gripply and Bogard.
What about Sylvan?
Negatory.
Or Sylvan?
That was what I was just saying Negatory to.
Oh.
What you got over there, Meta?
No Gripply, no Bogard either.
Doesn't Meta have plant speak?
Yes. Well, no, but the flower does.
They are currently speaking Veggie Pygmy. I'll just give you that.
Kind of figured that.
Veggie Pygmy.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, with some butter and a toast.
Cicero, why don't you give it a shot?
What languages does Cicero speak?
Plant speak.
Nope. So sorry.
So these are not plant type?
Well, they are, but they have a set of two languages they speak, and none of you apparently have the same ones.
Well,
plant speak would let them speak with them if they have a plant subtype, right?
No, they no. It's an actual language.
Oh, is it? What language is it?
Plant speak.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
The only race or whatever that actually automatically has plant speak, even if it's not in there, is conscious trees.
Ah.
Something like tree ants? Stuff yes. like that? Interesting.
All right, well, who's good at trying to calm these creatures down? Because if I do it, I might accidentally stab it.
I can give it a shot.
Well, if it's trying to get out of here, we could technically let it go and follow it.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It also sounds like a bad idea. I don't know, try
we
to
tie
talk
a
to
rope it. To its waist yeah. and let it lead us like Calcomedes.
They didn't seem that ridiculously dumb.
That does sound better idea, though. But are we going to allow me to try diplomacy at a penalty? Is it 4 or 8 for not knowing the language?
It's 4. I know it's 4 on bluff checks for not having a shared language, so I presume it's the same.
Probably 4.
So what are you trying to do?
I want to try diplomacy, which is actually perform because of versatile performance.
Okay.
To try to talk to it to calm it down and ask it if there's something we can do for it or take us to their leader if that doesn't become fruitful. How does it sound, GM?
It sounds crazy.
Little green man says, take me to your leader.
I got a 23 diplomacy.
23 diplomacy, and you don't speak its language, so that
it's
was
a minus
what the 4 was.
So it'll be 19.
Okay. All right.
Which I believe will not work.
No. Sorry. He's still trying to wrangle free.
You guys have any other ideas?
I was just thinking in the diplomacy thing, doesn't it change its attitude toward you? Not necessarily.
You have to beat the DC, though. And I did not. It's typically 20 plus HD, right?
Oh, it depends on what it's at. 20 plus HD for indifferent. And, 20 plus HD for unfriendly. And then it's 25 plus... it's not HD, it's charisma modifier.
Oh, okay.
25 plus HD for hostile, and then 15 plus charisma for indifferent, and then 10, and then 5, and...
So are we assuming these are hostile?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, they were doing non-lethal damage. That doesn't mean they were hostile.
Yeah, but we did...
It doesn't mean they're not.
Did one of them just stand up?
Yeah, I'm just standing up whoever is conscious at the moment.
Well,
if any one of these does break free of their bonds, mm-hmm. Nath is going to immediately knock them back out.
Okay, well,
I have a I have a prepared action on the one that I'm watching.
Okay.
As well, like once it starts to stir, I'm going to knock it back out.
Let me back up here and just make sure. We knew the one was down. Did you guys bind the other two that were over by you?
Yes.
No.
Didn't he say we'd drag them all together and bind them up?
There was...
Meta did suggest that, but it was not actually done. Other than
I thought you said do it. My mistake.
Nat bound one up.
I did bind one up.
And Tam just started watching the other.
Okay.
Two interrupts. I said I was going to, but I never rolled for it.
Okay, so I got one that is not bound. All three are currently conscious. And you had prepared actions.
Yes.
Okay. What were they?
To knock it out if it...
Okay. So you need to make an attack roll, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 7.
That's a swing and a miss.
Somebody's hitting their mic stand. I can hear the spring shooting every once in a while.
You're welcome. So, which one was that?
The one next to him.
This is Tam. Okay. So, this guy?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's going to...
No.
No, he's not.
No, he stands up, so that's going to provoke from everyone around him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do it. Huh? Do your opportunity attack.
And then when he moves, he'll provoke again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take away the non-lethal.
Okay. So he's going to be right there for now.
Damn it. Got an 11.
It's another miss.
He's prone when he stands up, so his AC is reduced by 4 on the attack of opportunity.
Still a miss.
Yeah, his AC is 16 or 17.
I got a 17 to hit.
Well,
that'll
hit. I will say this.
Yes?
Okay, I can't see. Do I have flanking?
Spin it. You do, yes.
So that would have been 2 higher at a 13.
Still a miss.
Okay, so his AC went up. It's good to know.
Oh, wait.
It's prone.
Because he's prone, we said how much?
Minus four.
Okay, no, that will hit.
That is 12 lethal damage.
12 lethal. That's harsh.
Well, he's technically in flanking, so.
Yep.
What was that?
One.
One right in front of him.
Yep. He's down and not moving.
Britt.
Sir.
Just a heads up. I rolled that. Escape artist to tie the other one up.
Okay.
I got an 18. 18. So you're aware.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Meta.
So stabilized.
His DC is going to be 28 then.
Yes.
Is that right? And that was number what?
3.
The one that just got dropped, Meta cast stabilize on.
Cut it out, Meta. Just let the damn thing die.
I don't have to be adjacent.
No, that's a range touch deal, isn't it?
It is a 30-foot plus 5 per 2 level.
Mm-hmm. Is it 25?
Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
new theory.
Uh-huh.
I say we take our ropes, just leave them here. They seem to be recovering rather quickly.
Okay. So what do you think, guys?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea to Meta.
They don't seem to be interested in communicating with us.
So what do you propose we do then? Just move on?
Yeah, I mean, they're hostile in the way a 12-year-old is, so I don't really feel proper killing them.
Okay.
You're just saying that because they're small.
Mm. She's saying that because you rolled like garbage.
Is there a...
throw them in the ocean, or burn them.
Hey.
Is there a video, or not, sorry, is there like a village or something?
We don't know.
No, the weapons, Meta.
Oh,
the weapons.
Yes, that's fine.
What were they, small spears? Small long spears?
One had a net, and everybody had a spear.
So it sounds like they're fishermen.
I mean, it's possible. They're wearing, the picture that you showed us, they're wearing like crude leathers and loincloths and stuff like that.
Yeah, loincloths.
So simple things. I mean, Ronan, would you be interested in the net? It's your size, I believe. And
yeah, it's a small size net.
I have one currently, but thank you.
Guess we should probably take it anyways.
Yeah. Do you want another one in case something happens to your current one?
I will carry it for you.
I was going to say, if he doesn't take it, I'm going to pick it up. But sounds
also
like
good for fishing.
Sounds like Tam is going to take it regardless.
Well, I've got the magic bag, so it's easier for me to carry things.
Yep.
Sure, if you want to bring it with. If something happens to mine, then I could use it. I just can't afford to carry two.
Fair enough. So since these guys are dicks, anyone who needs some bruises attended to, come over here with me. And Meta will walk 35 feet away from the closest one.
Question. Why don't you just channel here since we're not trying to harm them and we're just letting them go?
Because we'd rather they woke up when we aren't here.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, wait a minute. I still got one alive and awake, right?
Yeah.
It's tied up
as
currently.
As far as Meta's aware, they're all alive, but one's awake.
And
We can take care of that.
Nath specifically is very skilled at taking care of that because he doesn't take the penalty for non-lethal damage.
So are you going to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, I'll knock him out.
You know what? We'll just call it a coup de grace. And you knock them both out because, you know, they're all tied up with really high DCs. They're not ever going to really make it unless they roll a natural 20. And
natural 20 is not an auto success on skill check, by the way.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Okay.
You know, I never thought I'd be in an encounter where I would wish, man, I wish I'd bought a sap. But
harken back to Brent's Snapmaster, huh? Or Sapmaster.
No, I just, the sap's the easiest way, I should say, that I can do sneak attack and non-lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take the -4 for using it non-lethally.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's nice.
Now, you've got them all unconscious again. They're all tied up. You're going to take the time to tie that one up?
I thought we were untying them and taking our ropes and nets.
Yeah, that was my suggestion.
And then taking their weapons and nets and then leaving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Search their bodies real quick while we're doing that.
Nothing on them.
Okay.
Except for their loincloth, you want that.
What is in their butt pouches?
Not a darn thing.
Okay.
Anybody want the spears?
Did anybody take damage besides Meta?
Nath has non-lethal.
Did you go over what she channeled?
What did you channel? I'm sorry.
Channel I'm sorry. 10. Tam does. You're right.
I'm good.
Sorry,
thanks.
What?
Tam had some non-lethal in that encounter, I believe.
No.
I honestly couldn't remember.
No, these are...
The only two
Tam
people that got hit were Jarwin and Meta.
Yeah.
That's right. Meta was being bold and taking risks and getting attacks of opportunities.
So
okay.
Does anyone want the spears?
Are they long spears, small-sized, or...
Yes.
Okay, so they would be...
Toothpicks to you, yeah.
No, we have two small-sized creatures. Do either of you want the long spears?
No, we have one.
One small-sized.
Small?
No. Every time we sit down
always,
to play.
Yeah. always think that, but Meta is actually a medium-sized
it's
creature.
It's just because the fig he uses is human-sized, so I get confused.
Humans aren't small.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay.
So myself excluded.
What do you want to do with these guys now? You're going to just leave them here? You're going to throw them over the edge?
We're going to take our ropes and our nets.
I heard that.
Take
I heard
their
that.
Weapons
leave them here.
And their nets, leave them there, and then continue on.
Okay.
And to mess with them, since I'm just going to ask one more time, does anyone want the spears? Nope. All right. So Tam is going to take them and try to throw them so they stick into the top of the mushrooms. So they're like stuck all the way up there. And
okay.
Just be like, hey, fuck you.
Nice.
All right.
I want to use stealth and start checking out the area to see if there's any more.
Okay. That's probably a good call.
All right. Hold on. Could you do that thing where he whispers in sweet nothings in your ears?
Message?
I can. I don't really want to. He's been rather annoying.
It's him or Gellick?
I'd rather have Gellick.
I'd rather have him.
Okay. Message.
Thank you.
Gellick's out of range right now, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying if he dies, we get Gellick.
No. Could be worse. We could have two Naths.
Feel that love.
Fucking snake, whatever you are.
Okay, so...
Gonna wake up with a bunch of snakes on you.
Like the horse head, right?
Except for these are still alive.
Right.
What's worse, waking up with a decapitated horse head in your bed or waking up with a live horse in your bed?
I'm not sure.
One of them's freaky. The other one might kill you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think that needs to be a lot of context.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think there does.
Let's just
I
move
think
on from that.
Either or. It's still, no matter what the context, they're both pretty terrible.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree. So we're heading north and west?
Well, I believe our froglet here is scouting ahead.
Okay.
Goodbye, froglet.
And the rest of the group will stay together as one unit?
No.
As described, yes?
Yes.
Ronan, correct. I'm going to say in this stretch, I mean, whereas in the, you know, the rainforest jungle type terrain, you were going branch to branch, jump, leap, climb. Can't really do that here.
No, but I can still stealth.
Okay, just letting you know. So, arrange yourself. We're going to say that this is like a scrolling screen and the mushroom stems are just continuous.
2D scrollers.
Yeah.
This is a 3D scroller, though. Jarwin would pretty much always want to be in the middle for obvious reasons.
What reasons would those be?
He has evasion.
Yes, yeah, great. I have trap finding.
No big deal.
That's why I keep trying to keep myself up there.
It's like I always say, anybody can be a trap finder. All right, so you proceed. Let's find out what happens.
24 on that stealth.
24? It's pretty good stealth there, isn't it?
I think it sucks.
Okay.
I've seen better.
All right. So you travel on, and you guys have a copy of that map, don't you?
Yes.
So you are currently on the section called O. I mean, the island north of the section called O.
Correct.
Okay. So you're heading towards P.
Yes, on the inside of the island.
Right.
The east coast. The colonies of Smuggler Shiv. The leeward side.
Thanks.
Filling the time.
I know.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Ronan is skittering from mushroom stamp to mushroom stamp.
Using it as cover. Okay, so eventually you come to a causeway.
What caused it?
No telling. Sense motive?
27.
It's kind of like the one that got you to where you're at. If you recall, it's kind of like mold strands and it almost forms like a rope bridge.
Fancy.
Right? So.
Those are always safe.
Yeah.
Is that at P on the map?
That is at P on the map.
Was this the acrobatics check we had to use to get across?
On the one made out of stone, yes.
Okay.
It's about 200 feet across.
Dude.
And I'll find out what your DC for that, if you want to go across, is.
Well, can I ask a few setting questions?
Found it. Go ahead.
How high above the water level is this right now?
It's a great question. So. Hey, you know what? I just thought of something. Jarwin, give me a perception check.
9.
That was terrible.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does it sway in the breeze?
I'm going to give you guys another knowledge check at this point, too, for the terrain and the mold and whatnot.
Still planes?
No, dungeoneering or nature.
10 nature for meta.
20 for nature.
20 for dungeoneering for Tam.
I'm going to use one of my daily abilities.
Jarwin?
Yes.
Hey. Reroll.
Okay. What did you have before?
8.
8. Well, Jarwin made the... But so, if you want, it's a free ability?
Oh, I can do it 6 times a day.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And 6 is a lot, so...
Yep.
That is a 23.
Okay. Well, both you and Jarwin realize... Something in the way this fungus is growing, or maybe its coloration, whatever the reason is, it reminds you of fungus that you would find in the Underdark.
That's fucking weird.
That is extremely weird.
Yep.
Did my dungeoneering get anything?
I'll, of course, tell the party
what
everything I know.
20.
Same information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I would say to be extremely cautious from this point forward.
Well, I think that's kind of implied anything to do with the Underdark.
Uh-huh. So, you asked me, Jason... I'm sorry. I'll get it right yet. Tam, you asked me how high up you were, right?
Yes, but that was a Jason question.
Yeah, so. It was a Jason question. Still looking for that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can always just make it up. I just... You know, if we fell, I wanted to know, like... Is this just going to, like, splash right into the water, or we're going to fall, like, 100 feet?
Yes. Both. No, it's, like, 30 feet up.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it's 30 feet up.
Is it just
it's
water?
Probably in the text. I just don't feel like looking for it. Yeah, it is water.
Okay. No rocks visible or anything?
No, but it is quite churning water, because, you know, it's all smashing up against the shore here, or the cliff face, I should say.
I'm going to pull out my rope and tie it around my waist.
Does anybody have the ability to check, like, the structural integrity of the bridge or anything like that?
I could try.
I believe my best ability to do that would be to have Jarwin walk out and jump up and down on it.
Okay. Does anybody have the ability to test the structural integrity of the bridge before anyone goes on it?
24 knowledge engineering.
Yeah, you think it looks safe enough.
It appears pretty safe.
I will see how well it works with you guys, and then I'll follow.
Okay, well, Gripple, you still going first?
Sure. How long is the bridge?
It said 200 yards.
200 feet.
Oh, 200 feet.
Can not yards, no.
Can I advise you not going first? And this is the only reason. You are the best one of us at shooting anything. So if somebody gets in trouble on the other side, we're not going to be able to support you. But you could support us because you're the best with any sort of range.
Now the pipe's up. I'll go first.
Terwin,
speak
up.
With that 24 knowledge engineering, would I be able to determine whether multiple people would be safe or not?
Yeah. Doesn't look like it'd be too hard to cross, but of course you always want to be careful in such situations. Yeah. In other words, I'll translate for you. It's a DC 5 to cross it.
DC 5 what?
Acrobatics, as I think it was, right?
Good question.
It could be acrobatics. It could also be climb, conceivably.
Yeah.
Climb.
Super.
Uh-huh. Because right. You guys are just loaded with strength, I know.
I tell you what, I'll go ahead and start, and you guys pass me, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Do you want to take your armor off again, like we did when we came over the other island?
It probably wouldn't hurt.
Hey, you have a magic bag?
Yes.
Would he fit in it? Would she fit in it?
She's not small.
Raw, no. But the way we generally play at the table, yes. Because we never play with the opening size of bags.
Okay. Right?
So I'll leave that up to the DM as to what he wants to do, because we've not addressed that in this campaign yet.
I'm going
to
say no. I know I gave you a type what?
Type 1, but they all have the same size opening.
Right. Yeah, but some are bigger than others, aren't they?
Well, some can carry more.
Well, capacity, yeah.
Yes, but they all have, all the bags of holding have a opening of a certain size, and anything, something has to be able to fit in the opening.
Okay, it's a set size.
Yes. Yeah, so
doesn't matter which type you have.
It's like a backpack, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say no. She's not going to fit in it.
Real men make it fit.
I mean, we could conceivably cut her up and put her in there, but that wouldn't really serve much purpose.
Idea.
And I doubt she'd be willing for that.
I don't think it's too difficult of a climb for me. Meta, would you like me to assist you?
Now he could fit in it.
That's not helping.
So, Meta, the armor, yes or no? You don't have to do it. I'm not trying to get you naked this time.
I think I could make it.
All right.
As long as I can take 10.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Then Meta will start taking 10 for a 5 and make her way across.
Nice.
We're walking.
Tam will also take 10.
Okay. No problems there, Jarwin.
Jarwin will stick with these two just to make sure so nobody, if trouble happens, you know, we're together.
So if I understand right, you're just going to kind of pace yourself?
With Meta and Tam.
Mm-hmm. Since they're taking their time, being extra careful. Nath?
Nath has a +5 on climb.
Woohoo!
So, I don't think he can fail.
Do you want to stick with them, or you want to go ahead? Because they're going to be slower, because they're taking their time to make sure.
I'll just lead the way.
Okay.
I don't want to get too far ahead of them, but...
5-10 feet ahead?
Yeah, that's fine.
Kind of like your fig is positioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sounds about right.
I will say this, if he takes 10, he would gain on us, because he moves faster than we do regardless.
Right. That's kind of why I was asking, do you want to stick with them, or...
That's
fair.
Ronan?
I'm going to stay at the back of the pack, and I have a climb speed, so it's not an issue for me.
Okay, so you're going to go last?
Yes.
Okay.
And you'd probably be twiddling your thumbs, because we're going at like 5 feet around.
I could take some time to enjoy the view. Do I pick up anything with perception?
Perception. Well... yeah. You can see way off in the distance in this blasted landscape. There's a... To your left, there's a bit of a spire that's about level with where you're at.
Ooh.
To the right, there's two dogs humping in the distance.
So you said to the left?
Yeah, to his left. Uh-huh.
Like out in the ocean?
Uh-huh. About another couple hundred feet out. Kind of like the distance you just crossed, or in the process of crossing.
There's a what?
So you're talking like out over here on the map?
Like straight west of us?
Here.
Okay, he's talking northwest over by R.
R. Okay. Yeah. I'm describing R.
So the pirate spire. Arr.
So over there at, was it R I said? Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah.
Arr spire.
Just beyond the one spire, there is a second spire that's about level with the plateau you're on.
And that is also at R.
Yes.
Question.
Answer.
Is one shaped like a ducktail, and or is the other one shaped like a penis?
Negatory.
One's okay. Not shaped like a penis?
Well, could be.
Do they look like Jarwin's map?
Oh, roll me a perception check. Have you ever seen that map?
Yes, I've shown it to...
You shown it to everybody?
No, I've shown it to Meta and Tam.
Okay, that's what that check was for a little bit ago there, Jarwin.
15 perception.
Meta goes, that's yes!
1-5.
That is it.
As she's wetting herself, slowly walking across this rope bridge, she goes, Jarwin, that looks like your penis.
Yes, it does.
It's all grayscaled and covered in moss.
But wait a minute, how do you know that?
Wow. As soon as
it's not
as
moss.
As soon as Ronan hears this, his head snaps around.
What?
Really?
It's not moss, guys. It's gonorrhea.
Damn.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
So let me get this straight. That's what a human penis looks like.
Yes.
Well, no. Not the normal human penis.
The overused, overworked human penis.
Disease ridden.
So that's what...
Oh, it's filthy.
You realize.
Yes, it is.
Ronan realized where it's at.
Not Ronan. Meta.
No, Ronan noticed where it's at. Meta realized what it is.
Ah, gotcha.
So
shouldn't that be attached?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, we don't know what's. It could be that whatever it is attached to is underneath, and it's like laying on its back, and then
detachable penis.
Don't do it, Brent.
You know I want.
Don't do it. I know what's coming. Don't do it.
You know what's coming? The giant penis.
The detachable giant penis.
It'd be really funny if that's actually a volcano and it starts spewing things on the tip.
But white.
No, it would be covered in mold, too.
Yeah, gonorrhea. Green and black discharge.
I will also remind everyone that we all have bandanas around our mouths.
That were soaked in alcohol. Right.
They were soaked in brandy initially, and if they've gone dry, then Meta was going to create water on them with the spell.
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking.
The spell create water.
Right. Okay, so you make it all across without any issues because you took 10 and plus some for some of you, and you've got more of the same kind of landscape. It still looks blasted, and there's stems everywhere. And
we see any more of those pygmy things?
Not as of yet.
So, Jarwin, what's the deal with this map of yours?
It's a treasure map I won back gambling at the Swollen Winch in the Pirate's Cove.
All right. Swollen Winch? I thought that was a friend of yours.
No, that's just, it just happens sometimes. But no, it was at a pub, a tavern. I was gambling, and I was able to best a well-known gambler and card player, Quiet Storm. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him or not.
No, is it his treasure?
He led me to believe that it was either his treasure or his treasure map, but the story behind it is pretty much that. He didn't tell me other than that, really.
Can I make a knowledge check to see if I know who this Quiet Storm is?
Certainly.
Knowledge local?
It'd be knowledge prolific
society?
DM character.
Well,
so local.
You have a close association with the society. I imagine you've heard some chronicles.
Nat 20.
That is a nat 20 on the die, which makes
plus
it
plus 7, so that's a 27.
Use one of your things to give yourself a plus 1d8.
You've
or
You've heard of this infamous swashbuckler that can't hit a freaking thing.
I've heard he's like a shadow stabber, sort of like our monk is a shadow boxer.
Dual wielding.
Does he have the reputation of being an honest man?
More or less. Mm-hmm. More or less. But sometimes self-serving, so...
Culturally insensitive.
Yes. That is accurate.
Yes.
He did manage to hit an ant.
Does he have a reputation with gambling?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yes.
He's, again, so, not the greatest.
So he's a notorious gambler who can be self-serving.
Uh-huh.
And he gave him the map.
No, well, didn't give it to me. Won I it. Won it fair and square from him.
Yep.
In a game.
Or he believes he won it.
Well, I think he definitely won it. The problem is, the question that comes up is whether or not this thing's actually valuable, because it's like, oh yeah, I totally have this great treasure map. Okay.
Hey.
There's no story behind it. We don't know anything about the treasure map.
Correct. I mean,
yeah, hold on. I got to redraw it.
The fact that it's here at all could just be like a coincidence,
is
or it could
ruse?
Be that he saw it. It could be a ruse.
It's a ruse.
I remember ruse.
I'm just wondering.
The original copy of the map says, don't go here.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, if we're going to get in there and it's like, yeah, there's totally some treasure here. Behind the Baylor.
it's okay because it's a special Baylor. It's a CR1 half.
Or, you know, we get in there and it's, yes, there's treasure underneath the Tarrasque.
I don't know of that. He didn't tell me of any dangers other than traps, and it's hidden on an island that is well known for pirates.
Next time,
it's
ask
hiding
questions.
Booty.
It's his
I did.
It's his stash of elderberries.
I did. He didn't tell me a whole lot.
So, we made it across the bridge.
It's a stash of porn. That's all it is.
It's just veggie pygmy porn.
In relation to pee on the map, where is this?
Who's peeing on the map?
Like, how far out are we talking?
About 200 feet. How far out to what?
How
where,
far from
where
us?
Are you
from
right
where
now?
We are.
Oh, I thought. Okay, never mind. Misunderstood. I'm gonna say, yeah, maybe about a mile. So it might take you what? About an hour, hour and a half to get there. Ish.
10 minutes.
Okay, let's go with that.
I don't know how fast you walk a mile, but these guys, like, we're all in as characters, we're all in great shape, and I know I personally can walk a mile in about 12 to 15.
Okay, so yeah, let's go with 12, 15, hour and a half, somewhere in there. Sorry, just having fun.
So meanwhile,
180 hours.
Is this spire out in the water?
Yeah, there's okay. So there's the plateau you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a divide of, you know, where it's not, and down below is water, and mm-hmm. this shoots up out of the water.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
then there's another one next to it. And as you get closer to it, roll me stealth.
All of us are just running.
I was being stealthy.
I know. I need a new roll. That one was too good. You got to kind of screw it up every once in a while, right? Law of averages. Sure.
All of us are just Ronin?
Just Ronin to begin with.
Okay, that's a 20 on my stealth.
Oh. Okay. That ought to work. So as you get closer, you start to see a bit of a what looks like could be a mast, but again, everything's covered in gray. And as you get closer still, you realize that between the two spires, for lack of a better term,
I'm hoping for a shipwreck,
is a ship wedged right in between them.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Right?
I messaged this back to the group.
Okay.
I'm picturing some, like, full-blown Goonies shit here right now. This is going to be fucking amazing.
Does the ship look seaworthy?
From where you are, yeah.
And I mentioned to the crew that the ship looks seaworthy.
Yeah.
And Sam just goes, uh-huh, yeah, sure.
That's why it's still here.
Yeah, the veggie pygmies land, and they park the ship between these two spires.
It's wedged between the two spires.
Yeah.
Like, as in stuck.
So, like, somebody parallel parked it and couldn't get it out.
Like, it came through on a high storm and got stuck in the waters much lower now.
It's not parallel, but, you know, more like a parking space. It's like the nose of it's right up against the spire that you're on.
Yeah,
that's how parallel parking works.
No.
It was a joke.
Are any of us sailors?
So, and just to make sure, it's not stuck between the island that we're on and the spire. It's stuck between the two spires.
Between
the two spires. So, like, a bridge between the two.
Yeah.
And the spires themselves are 200 feet out from the island that we're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these the spires are slightly taller than the mast. Well, most of the mast. Definitely taller than the body of it. I know before I said it was like 30 foot down or so. Is that what you guys remember?
From the bridge. But
yeah. Okay.
Nothing. You have not said anything about this part.
So it's going to be probably about 40 or 50 feet below the body of the ship. Is going to be about 40 or 50 below the spire tops. And that's level with what you guys are on, all these spire tops. It's like plateaus. They're all flat. I keep calling it spire. That implies a point, I believe, but it's really just a plateau kind of situation. It's just flat.
So is there another bridge in between the two?
There is.
Wonderful.
Same kind of stuff. Some of it's rigging from the masts. Some of it's just this sinewy, moldy, mushroomy stuff, but more bridges. Yes.
More importantly, is there a bridge from the plateau we're on to the spires?
Yes. That's what I'm describing. So you can get to the spires. From the spires, you can get to the ship. You can get from the ship to the next spire and back. You could do a whole circuit. It's just like webs.
Is there anyone else here besides us?
Give me a perception check.
26.
Okay. 26. And so you guys are right at the edge of the plateau you're on at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then 29 perception for Meta.
29 perception. Where are you trying to perceive at on the other spires on the ship?
Just looking down from
everywhere?
Where we're at.
Everywhere. Okay. Right now you don't see anything else except for the mushroom caps and nobody else is available. Sorry.
I really want to go.
You want to go on the boat, don't you?
I want the whole thing.
I'm actively looking for other life forms.
I don't think it'll fit in the bag.
No, I've already got the boat in the bag. And I pull out the little boat in the bag and put it back in.
Jarwin, does this look safe?
I'm going to take a gander for about 10 minutes with the 22 and give him the answer.
It's about like the last time.
Yeah, about like the last time. It doesn't actually take 10 minutes to take 10, but for flavor, I'm going to take a few moments.
Sure.
Tom, would you mind leading me across? Make sure I don't step in a hole or something?
Well, it's practically all holes, but it's all right.
I'm going to go across with him and, aid
her?
Them with them.
Them, okay.
And Meta is going to take 10 for a 5.
Okay. Just makes it.
Tam will also take 10. And she is having the fucking time of her life. This is exactly what she wanted when she set out.
Nath will again lead away.
A shipwreck between two spires of an island is exactly what you wanted?
No, more of like crossing a rickety, cobweb rope vine bridge over turbulent waters going to an unknown spire that's connected by a weird-looking shipwreck on an island full of weird veggie pygmies attached to another unknown spire. It's just like a whole bunch of what the fuck and I don't know and that's kind of weird, but I could fall and die. And
like curiosity and spirit of adventure, basically.
Yes. And cool. In her mind, she's waiting for something to attack her so she can cut the rope and swing down Errol Flynn style and land on the ship and swashbuckle and
Please do that.
The entire time, Meta is going, I want to be home. There's no place like home. I want to be home. There's no place like home.
Do you have red slippers on?
Negative.
But he does have silver.
Nath is leading about 10 feet in front, confidently.
Okay. Mumbling. And you guys are angling to go where? Because you can pretty much go anywhere from here. You want to go to the boat, you want to go to the other spires.
Meta would prefer to go to the spire first.
Oh. Where's
seems more solid.
Where's Ronan going? Because he's going to be the fastest of us out here.
Ronan is going to be climbing across the bridge, and I'm doing my best to see if I can catch the name of that boat.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
It's a ship.
Yeah, I guess technically a ship, boat. Yeah, there is a difference. Ship. Ship. Ship, ship.
That's a 29 on perception.
29 perception. You can make out the figurehead shape vaguely. This looks like it may have been here for quite a while, but it's really encrusted with the mold, so it's kind of hard to get any detail. So I'm sorry. No name for you.
Does it fit the description of the night voice?
It resembles a night voice. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's ship-shaped.
Roughly speaking, yeah.
had sails.
Yeah, same number of masts. Is it a caravel or a schooner? You know.
Yeah, yeah, it could be. It very well could be. With your roll, that's pretty good.
You got the blood stain from the previous captain in the right spot.
So, did you guys answer my question? Where are you trying to head? Where's Ronan going? Is that what the answer was?
Well, that was my question. Because, like I said, Ronan is the out here. Ronan's the fast of us with his climb speed. So, mm-hmm. I was going to kind of wait and see where he's going. And then if he's...
Where
I'll
is
take I'll
Ronan
take up the
going?
Back. Just like we did on the first bridge. That way I can make sure everybody gets across the way.
Well, in that case, Nath is going the fastest. Where's Nath going?
Nath will
following the
proceed
leader.
To the spire.
To the spire. Left or right?
The right spire.
Not the wrong one.
You've doomed us all.
Just to irritate Jason.
Doomed us all.
Beautiful.
I will admit, Nath, as Nath leads that way, Tam will probably point at the other one and be like, that one was closer. We could've... All right. Just kind of pat Meta on the back and be like, good luck.
Oh, dear Apsu, please let me survive this.
You'll be fine.
Okay, there's no reason for me to draw this just yet. So you get to that second spire, or yeah, the furthest one from you. Thanks. Appreciate that. And more of the same. You know, just blasted landscape, that nasty mildew smell. The sea is smashing up against the rocks below you. I mean, by rocks, I mean, you know, the sheer face of this cliff. And more of the mushroom stemless, capless mushrooms, kind of like what you've seen already.
Any caves or secret entrances?
Give me perception.
27.
No, you don't see any caves here. So, what do you want to do now?
Does there seem to be any way down from here?
Could always jump.
To where do you want to go? Down.
To the ship.
Yeah, you can take this network of webs and rigging and...
Okay, so it's still possible
oh
to
yeah,
go directly
absolutely.
There?
You can get... Okay. You can get from... You could have gotten there from where you started.
Yeah, I was just wondering mm-hmm. if we had to go back and then
oh yeah.
back.
Sure. You could go down to the boat and go up to the next spire. Ship, boat, semantics.
You know how you tell the difference?
Lay your joke on me now.
The shape. One of them's ship shape.
I like it.
Thanks.
And a rock fell from the sky.
Oh, but wait, it wasn't a rock. It's Dwayne Johnson.
It's a cage match.
So, I got you for 3 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so let's head over to the other spire then. Like, I guess since I'm leading.
You okay, between where yeah. you're at and the other side is what you're calling it?
Yeah,
the
to
ship.
The other
spire. Nath, let's...
Okay,
let's,
so you have to do that.
It's like kind of a downward a little yeah. bit and then up. Yeah,
let's go to gotcha. The ship.
Yeah, let's go to the ship then.
We'll be able to find fun things.
I love all the hand movements. They're here describing it. They're drawing U's in the air with their hands. You have to go down and then back up the other side.
It's parabolic.
With a heavy sigh, Meta starts slowly making her way down, praying louder to Apsu.
Shh,
take
so
10 for a 5.
Pray quietly. If Apsu's listening, he'll hear you when you whisper.
I think that was the point, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, but she's talking louder. So I'm just saying, like, if he really cares, whisper or shout.
Is there a solid
hear you.
Surface?
If he doesn't hear you, he doesn't care.
That no. I
he cares, trust me.
Okay.
Is there a surface that I could land on if I were to jump to the ship, jump to the mast?
Sure, you can land on the mast if you want.
Or is there like, you know,
or try.
Sure.
Sure. Let's make the jump for that.
I mean, the webbing and rigging will take you right to it. You don't have to jump at all. You can just climb.
No, that's fine. If he jumps, though, we find out the structural integrity of the wood. Because if he jumps onto the mast and that thing just cuts right in half.
Well, yeah, because how much does Ronan weigh, actually?
With gear, he's at about 30 pounds.
Yeah, that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, if it cracks under his weight, then we know not to touch the fucking ship. Because, I mean, if you're jumping... if you're jumping and, you know, 30 pounds at a distance of, what, 30, 40 feet... You know, swinging down onto that thing. That's a fair amount of force.
I'd like to point out, my armor weighs more than you and your gear.
To the boat. Or ship. Whatever. For our purposes right now, we're going to use this boat. Because this wonderful Paizo map has four of them on this side.
Well, technically, they're all the same boat, just different levels of it.
Exactly.
And we'll start on top of the ship, I imagine?
Top deck.
The top deck. Mm-hmm.
I like
because of the rigging, that looks like the top deck to me. Would you guys agree?
Well, typically, you don't have a mast and rigging underneath the deck.
Right.
Well, the mast does generally go underneath the deck.
Sure will. Sure will. So, we are going to say, for our purposes, that you all were coming from the right side, and you're going to land at the boat at this end. Ronan's going to be about there on the rigging.
Which is up in the... Is that the prow?
Stern.
Okay, so we're in the back?
No, stern. Front.
That'd be the prow.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, the prow's the front.
The pointy end.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the front of the ship for the listener's sake.
Uh-huh. And...
Coming from the port side.
Go ahead and position yourself, Ronan.
Which is the left side.
Thanks, Jason.
I'm filling the gap.
No, I said the pointy end, not the middle.
That's the right side as well.
No, yeah, you can land there. That's fine. Give me a... Were you still selfing?
Yes.
Give me a new roll.
21.
Very, very nice. Okay. And you guys follow?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe the order is Nath in the front, and then Jarwin, Tam, and Meta are all coming along together, I believe. I know at least Tam is helping Meta. I
was helping both of you guys, yes.
Okay, yeah, so.
Yeah.
So Jarwin and Tam are helping Meta. You can do it.
You can actually place yourselves wherever you'd like on the boat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's on the ship.
I would like to be in the captain's quarters, please, taking a nap.
On the top deck of the boat. Ship.
Oh, okay.
Boat ship. Shaboat?
Shaboat.
Shadoobie?
Boasp.
Yeah, the more I thought about it, that webbing and rigging goes everywhere. So that makes a little more sense. Oh, right. Were you guys stealthing?
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think I can stealth
while
climbing and help Meta at the same time.
Definitely not.
Meta was preoccupied with not dying, so she was not thinking of stealth.
Okay. Not dying is important most of the time.
Tam has a very low wisdom, so she probably wouldn't be considering it as stealth either.
Okay.
Same here.
You arrive on the boat, and stuff happens.
Pescott comes back. Dun, dun, dun.
I like that guy.
No.
Three Vegapygmies come from below, see you, and take offensive stances. And how will this battle go? Find out next time. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.